today on Meet the Candidates, the candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives 6th Congressional District.
Our next guest on Meet the Candidates is 6th District Congressman John Rose, who is seeking re-election to Congress in the upcoming November 8th general election. Congressman, it's good to have you on the line with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Tom, and thanks to 94.1 for having me on as a guest today on Meet the Candidates.
Congressman, for those that may not know you quite as well, I'd like to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Well, thank you. John Rose grew up here, born and grew up here in Cookeville, Tennessee, attended public schools here, went to Tennessee Tech University, got a degree in agribusiness economics, was a little unsure about what I wanted to do, although I had a big goal in life, which was to take over our family's farm. Went on and got a graduate degree at Purdue University in agricultural economics, and then as I kind of took stock of what my big goal there was of keeping the family farm, I was looking for a profession that would let me come back home to rural DeKalb in Smith Counties, which is where our family farm is located, and take over the farm. I'm the youngest of four children. My dad made it clear that he was going to that whichever one of us took over the farm, and he wanted one of us to do that, but we were going to have to buy our siblings out. So I decided to go to law school with the plan of being a country lawyer, and I was successful at getting into Vanderbilt Law School, finished there in 1993. As fate would have it, life took me in a little bit different direction. I practiced law for a short while, but while I was at Vanderbilt, a friend, a fellow law school student, and I started a business. We were very blessed, and that business did very well, and it actually helped me achieve my dream. After a short practice in law, I came back to the family farm. My grandmother passed away, and that was 1994, and built a successful IT training business in Nashville, and was ultimately able to take over the now 232-year tradition of our family farm, going all the way back to 1790 when my forebears arrived there. And I'm the eighth generation, focused on my career early in life, Tom, and didn't get started on a family until later, married when I was 45, but blessed today to have a 5-year-old son and a 19-month, almost 20-month-old son. And they're the ninth generation. I tell everyone there's not a lot of pressure, but hope that they might continue that family tradition.
Congressman, when was it you got interested in politics, and what led you into that, so to speak?
Well, you know, as a professional in my business back in the late 90s, I got interested in politics, but really never had a goal of being active or being a candidate necessarily myself. When my wife and I were starting our family, talking about that back in 2016 time frame, and we were watching what was happening in Washington, I became very concerned about the future of the country and came to the harsh conclusion, Chelsea and I did, that our generation is at risk at leaving this country worse off to the next generation than our parents did. We don't think that's acceptable, and that's ultimately what motivated me to run, because I want to make sure the country that I pass on to my children and that we pass on to your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren of all those listening, is better off than the one that our parents left to us. That's been an unbroken tradition in the history of our country. We don't want to be the ones to fall down on that and pass the country on in worse condition. We've got to work hard if we turn that around. I believe we can, and I believe it takes the right set of policies to turn this country around and be sure that we leave it to the next generation in better condition.
Congressman Rose, when you first got to Washington, what were some of the things that you learned right away that maybe were a little bit surprising to you?
Well, you know, the founders distrusted big government, the central government. They didn't like the idea, having just freed themselves from what they felt like was the tyranny of British rule. And so when they set up our Constitution that we work under today, they created a system of checks and balances that most of us are familiar with, three branches of government within the legislative branch that I serve in, two houses of Congress. They wanted to make it difficult for the federal government to do things because they wanted the federal government to be contemplative, and they really wanted the state governments to be laboratories for democracy. They wanted most of the action to be happening at the state level. And so when I got to Washington, I realize two things. Number one is the magnificent plan that the founders have or had back then, I think, is still the best formula for our country. And number two, it's tough to get things done in Washington. There's a reason for the old adage is that we hear often of it will take an act of Congress, something we all say when something is going to be really difficult. And that's the way they wanted it. So it takes a lot to get things done in Washington. Sometimes that's very frustrating, particularly to those back at home that want to see government solve problems more quickly. But the founders, I think, had it right. We don't want our government kind of whipsawing back and forth from one solution to another. Unfortunately, we've seen the executive branch, the president that is, exerting, I think, too much power in recent years. And that's been true on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat. I think we need to get back to the original vision that the founders have, where the states are where most things happen and where the federal government moves slowly and very deliberately to do what it should. And that means we've got to claw back power for the states. And we've also got to, as members of Congress, as an institution, we've got to claw back power from the executive branch that's been seizing it over the years.
6th District Congressman John Rose is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, Congressman Rose seeking re-election in the upcoming election on Tuesday. Congressman, a lot of things going on in our country right now. What are some of the top issues that you feel like are that need to be addressed soonest and most importantly?
Well, I think it's obvious the runaway inflation and the economic challenge that we're facing right now. We are experiencing the worst inflation in 40 years since I was a junior in high school. And that inflation is government spending induced. So we've got to just slow down the spending in Washington if we want to get inflation under control. We've also got to get government out of the way, though. This administration has put a mountain of regulations in place, and those regulations cost our economy. They slow down the productivity of our nation, and that, of course, helps to contribute to a shortage of goods and services that also then ultimately contributes to the runaway inflation that we have been seeing. We've got to also get control of our southern border. We've got to reestablish our country on the world stage. We've seen this administration have a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan that I think, told a lot of countries that we were weak. We've already seen the response from Russia thinking they can invade one of their neighbors, and we see despots around the world rattling their sabers. So we've got to get control of that. We've also got to deal with this fentanyl crisis that we have in this country, which is related to the problem of illegal immigration at our southern border, where we've got to get serious and put back in place, frankly, the policies that as recently as December of 2020 had brought the flow of illegals to barely a trickle. And then we've got to restore the voices of America, of the American people, in how their government is run and how their institutions are run. We've got to push back against this woke culture and the policies of the progressive left that say that, for example, parents shouldn't have a say in the education of their children. We've got to stand up and protect our young women who, under Title IX, are supposed to get to compete fairly in athletics, but we've seen, again, progressive policies that are trying to disrupt women's athletics by letting transgender individuals compete in those women's athletics, and that's just not the kind of thing that I think most Americans want to see happening. We've got to get this crime crisis under control. We've seen the folly of the progressive left's defund the police movement has led to the highest murder rates in years, a doubling of the largest increase in murder in the last 2 years in the history, in modern history, frankly, other crime rising dramatically. And so we have a number of problems. Thankfully, they're problems that have been induced by bad policy decisions. So we can turn those around, I think, fairly quickly. And certainly I will be a part of the effort to put in place the policies that will make sure we've got a strong economy, a safe nation, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable to its people.
Congressman John Rose, as we wrap up today, if you are reelected to Congress out of District 6, what will you continue to do, and what can you promise the people of the 6th Congressional District?
Well, I will promise you that working with what I hope will be a new conservative majority in the Congress that will develop America's energy and put in place the policies that will get inflation under control and bring our economy back to a place where Americans don't have to make the tough choices they're having to make right now between putting food on their table or filling up their gas tanks. And we'll also bring back safety to our southern border and get that under control. And so I'll continue to work with my colleagues to try to bring about those policies and just restore the freedom and privacy that Americans have relied on over the years.
Election Day is coming up Tuesday, November 8th. Congressman John Rose up for re-election for the 6th Congressional District. Congressman Rose, thank you for the time today.
Thank you, Tom, and thanks to 94.1 for the opportunity to visit with the voters of the 6th District of Tennessee. It's a great privilege to represent the folks of this district.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, be sure to visit NewsTalk 94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Our producer is Jake Wallman. Thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidates. I'm Tom Duggan.